Hello, listeners. I'm Cam Ferguson, and you're with Strong Tower Radio, Changing Lives. During this time, we interview Strong Tower Radio listeners whose lives have been changed and continue to be changed through this radio broadcast. I am your host, as I mentioned, Cam Ferguson. Co-hosting with me today is my wife, Jody.
It's good to be here.
And on our audio engineering is John Duman once again. And our guest today, who brought a friend, is Joey Retsema. And her friend is Mark Baker, who is instrumental in her being here. And
hello.
Joey and Mark, welcome.
Hi, thank
hello
you.
There.
It's good to have you both here. And thank you for joining us to share your testimony today. And before we dive into the amazing experience that you've had, let's start with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today and for the work that you are doing in each one of our lives. I pray that this testimony that is still ongoing will be a blessing to all who hear. And we thank you and ask for your continued guidance in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 So, Joey, give us a brief overview of your faith background prior to first encountering Strong Tower Radio, if you will, please.
Okay, sure. I'll make this brief. Of course, we all have our history.
Yes.
But I grew up in Grand Haven, a Christian Reformed family. And, you know, we all have our interesting family background, but I feel like my parents were very much present, and I was a church-going person, Sunday church throughout my childhood. And I did go to school out of state in a few different directions, and that's kind of how my teenage and early 20s were kind of in lots of different directions, and that was about it with church. It was inconvenient for the time, so I definitely got into the world and strayed away from God. And it wasn't until just 2020 when I came back into the faith, and it took a new spin. It was a more personal experience for me when I came back.
So before that, you really hadn't had a personal experience with God in His Word and in prayer very much?
Right. I guess I would say I would do emergency prayers.
Okay.
Every once in a while, I was hoping there was a God, because it was kind of my last resort. And, you know, when a grandparent or anybody close to me were ill or dying, then, you know, that's where God was. Please, I hope you're there. But up until then, it was kind of a storybook knowledge of the Bible. Just kind of Jonah and the whale. It's like kind of more like Disney-like, you know. Like, those were interesting, fun kids' stories, but it wasn't a living word in how I feel about the Bible now.
So God seemed more like one of a number of options of resources that you had to turn to depending on the situation.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate.
So with that background, what was your first encounter with Strong Tower Radio, and how did that impact you?
Well, as I said, I was kind of out into the world. I went to school out in Arizona and in D.C., and at that point I had different relationships, long relationships, but I just kind of moved with them and supported the guys in my life during that time. And I would have like one close relationship, but I was working a lot in as I was continuing school, and more of the service industry, which bars and restaurants and things like that. So God was really not part of my life, but that lifestyle was kind of my lifestyle, if you can imagine it. And people would get together afterwards late at night and, you know, have some drinks. And I think at one place that I worked, it was where the Wizards played in Washington, D.C., and we would get together afterwards. And at that point, it was at 2 o'clock in the morning. We'd go to Chinatown because they were the only ones open, and alcohol wasn't for sale at that time. So we'd have what you call Heine tea, and they would pour Heineken beer in the tea container, so it would look like we were, you know, having tea. But that was kind of the lifestyle. It was kind of, you know, unconventional, but we did what worked for us at the time, and it kind of went along with serving food and drinks and that kind of industry.
So when you were in that type of lifestyle, was there something that you felt like was missing?
Well, you know, for sure. I think I went, you know, from one relationship to the next just out of, you know, survival type thing. And at one point, the place that I worked, which I really enjoyed, burned down. So my mom invited me to come back and, you know, finish nursing school there. At that point, I had gotten into some nursing schools out in Baltimore, so I wasn't excited about it, but she said, "Oh, just come back for like 6 months or whatever." And basically, she kidnapped me, and I stuck around there. But, you know, then I found it was nice to be home and be connected with my family, but I realized how really unconnected I was because I didn't, you know, adhere to their type of lifestyle at all. So,
felt like a fish out of water.
Yeah, yeah. Like, wait, you know, this isn't the fast pace that I was used to living. And they were more settled, and everybody else was married and had kids, and kind of more the traditional type, you know, of Christian Reformed thing. And I had one good friend that I would drink beer with and run races, you know, weekend to weekend, we'd go to a different place and run a race. This particular person was not the healthiest relationship for me to be in, you know, one way or another. Mm-hmm. And so when COVID hit, I basically said, since I was working in healthcare at the time, that I couldn't associate with this person unless if, you know, he was adhering to the, you know, safety protocols. And he took that as, you know, you're ending this. And
he took it as a break off,
right? And did some really well. Anyway, that did not end well. So there was a big hole in my life. I definitely was looking for some kind of companion, but also some kind of, you know, connection, love, you know, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. So
did you realize at that point that part of that connection draw was not just a human relationship, but seeking after God at that point?
Well, I think when COVID hit, you know, people thought it was just going to be a 2-week thing. And I'm sure other people can relate to me where things kind of came to a halt. And when during that time, you're definitely going to be doing some introspection because you don't have some of the distractions that you would have before.
Yes.
And I've seen this in myself. It was the best time of my life. Like I took a pause. Through Mark and Strong Tower Radio that came in, that was so instrumental, where it was like that pause was, I think, a gift that gave room to grow. It wasn't like I was going from one thing to the next at that time. It was like, okay, you know, this is what, take a hard look at where you are. And if this is the end of the world, like, here's a mirror. Look at yourself, you know? So that was so devastating to me because I could see where I was.
So COVID was the opportunity that God essentially took you and said, "Okay, Joey, now I'm going to sit you on the pier, and I want you to take a good look at where your life has been thus far.
Yeah.
And is this really what you want in life?"
Yeah, and I think when the unhealthy relationship broke off, there was definitely a hole because, you know, there I was with my dog, and a bulletproof vest. It wasn't really. It was a weighted vest that I used to work out and run. And, you know, here I was. I was just walking on the pier, you know, me and nobody else. I knew there was going to be nobody else on the pier because that's all my dog could handle. She's the perfect COVID dog, you know. And
it was COVID, so everyone was confined to home because you were in healthcare.
Right.
Kind of were able to break, you know,
right,
hit the beach and call it on your way.
Right. I was able to bend the rules a little. And then Mark, coincidentally, he was an essential worker as well. So he happened to be on the pier at the same time. And to make
and nobody else was there.
And nobody else was there. Yeah.
Yeah, except you and the dog.
Well, who else would be there? 45 degrees and raining on an April day.
And it takes some brave people.
Right.
And you had a vest on because you were practicing for running.
Right.
And so weighted vest.
Right.
Walking up here.
Yeah. So he looked at it as I might have wanted to jump in and off myself.
So he's on suicide watch,
right,
and coming
right.
over and saying, hey, what can I do to help?
Exactly. And Mark is a little unusual anyway. So he, looking at, you know, times where there's openings, that seemed like the perfect opportunity for him. Mm-hmm. Like, he could see that I was unusual. And and so he's
looking for an opportunity to give you a glow track, because that's what Mark loves to do.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he did. So he gives me a glow. Long story short, we run into each other. We're the only two people there. My dog liked him, so I'm like, what? This is crazy. My dog doesn't like anybody. And he shares a glow track with me, which was Steps to Health. And, you know, maybe it's because I was exercising and I had that on, but he has a stash, so it's possible that he found the right one to give to me. And we had a conversation about beans, of all things.
Huh. So we're walking the distance, you know, anything about Grand Haven, from the beginning of the pier to all the way to the end of the pier. You know, it's, what is it, an eighth of a mile or whatever? So we're walking. Actually, we didn't meet till the end of the pier. But then on our way back, we walked the distance as we talked back.
So you're talking about beans, and then that led to what?
Yeah, that led to the health message, and that's something I'm definitely interested in, and I definitely could use some tweaking on that. And then somehow he was mentioning something about apocalypse, because who isn't thinking about that during COVID, right? And then slips in Hope Awakens, that's playing on Strong Tower Radio at that time, and that's by John Bradshaw.
Yes.
So I went home with my glow track, and just a little nugget of Hope Awakens, I look it up on the internet, and then I continued to listen to it on Strong Tower Radio, and I'm like, well, this is interesting, you know. I wanted to know more about Mark, basically, because I was interested in him. But he thought the best way for me to get to know him and what he was about, you know, which he's very close to the Lord, was to encapture in what he listens to all the time, and what his ideas are about, you know, life are basically captured on Strong Tower.
Yeah, he shared an amazing, I don't want to call it a pickup line, it's more of a clue that he shared with you. And Mark, what did you tell her?
Yeah, so if you don't mind me setting up that question, as we met, you know, my thought process going in as I was walking the beach was that, God, I just want you to lead me to somebody. And I was also thinking about, you know, looking to date somebody. Mm-hmm. So
you're looking for a relationship too.
Yeah, but I also, you know, relationship or no relationship in terms of, you know, a deeper like intimacy, if you will, but just a glow track is great for anybody. So it's a great, and then the health one is so, who's not interested in health, especially during COVID.
Right,
you know, so
right. It was a hot topic.
Yeah, so it was totally practical. It was
providential and practical.
Yeah. When we met that, when I saw her on the pier that day, I'm sitting on those boulders at the mouth of the pier there. And then as you're walking out, and then I saw you and your dog coming out. I'm like, and it looked like a huge person because they had the vest on. You know, a wrestler or something.
You were impressed.
I'm like, well, excellent. And so then they went, I stayed on the rocks there, and then you continued to walk all the way to the pier. And then I kind of walked behind, you know.
So you followed.
Yeah, I didn't stalk or anything, but I mean, there's only two people, you know, on the beach. So I made it to the end, and we had a conversation about you. I said hi. We shook hands, and I remember that was the longest handshake I've ever had. And, you know, you're supposed to be firm, and we were it was really interesting. It was fun having, but we talked for probably half an hour on there about dogs, your family, you know. So I was interested to, you know, I remember asked, are you single? You know, and then, but we talked, and I also asked about their, you know, I want to see your spiritual thoughts. And so I asked, hey, you know, do you have the favorite verse? And I think you said something like John 5:13 or something about.
For God so loved the world.
I said, well, that's close, you know. Well, that, yeah, I get it.
So that's about where I was, as far as how I knew the Bible.
Well, that's consistent with what you said before. So then that led to your big question.
So then we were talking, and so you asked me, you know, something about if I was single or, sure you're single? Are you sure you're single? But then as we kind of parted, and I gave you the glow track, and we talked about the Hope Awakens was coming up, and we thought maybe it was going to be Hope in the Apocalypse, but it was actually, you know, Hope Awakens coming up. But so I brought up, there's an interesting coming up, and I said, well, if you want to know more about me, just listen to this station. I think it was 89.7 at that time, Grand Rapids, 89.7. Yeah. You know, it'll be, give you a heads up. If that makes sense, then you and I can, you know, then it'll make more sense for us too, you know, so.
So essentially, if you want to know about me, listen to Strong Tower Radio, and that will tell you if you want to go forward with this friendship.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you what, it was a little bit of an effort at first, because if, you know, where Grand Haven and Grand Rapids are, there's a little bit of a stretch. So for 89.7, which, by the way, I don't know how this happened. I had this new car, and after Mark was in there, all the stations were at 89.7.
Oh,
so they're pre-programmed. Wherever I went, it was 89.7. But you did have to kind of ride around and find the best parking spot, so it came in clear, and sometimes, you know, like back up and rear. But that's when I'm like, wow, I really like listening to this station, because I'm going out of my way to find it, even when it's not in
awesome.
Tune. So,
what initially really drew you to continue listening to the station, besides, I want to find out more about Mark?
Yeah, and there was there wasn't a point where it was like, now I want to listen, not for Mark, but for me. It was kind of gradual. You know, is it kind of filled in some of my, like, daydreaming and, you know, like, negative thoughts I was having in my head? Like, I found myself in a new job where I was traveling a lot. And so I was definitely looking for something to feed my mind. I needed a new way of thinking, and I knew that I liked listening to this, but it's almost like after a while, I needed it all the time. Mm. And it's not to, like, say Strong Tower is above everything, but just the blend of things that's on Strong Tower, and just, like, the spiritual food that I got. 11 o'clock, they have the fresh manna. So I got, like, crash course in, like, some of, you know, like, the doctrines and the good, you know, sermons.
Deep Bible truths.
Deep Bible truths. And then questions and answers with Doug Batchelor. And they're like, you know, I had these pop-up questions that I had, and it seemed like they were being answered, like, the moment they came in my mind. So that was that. And actually, the initial, even before I started listening all the time in the car, was at the end of my shift at 11 o'clock, Bill Pierce came on. And what a loving soul he had, in such sweet music. He plays a trombone. Yes. He's now passed away, but he had so many recorded. He has a late night talk, you know, show, and he's just a smooth voice, and just such a, the subject matter is different every night. I just couldn't wait to hear him, and just, like, so relaxed. Even my dogs to this day, like, when he's on, they come in the room. Like, that's their...
How about that?
Yeah, nice. Isn't that something? But just beautiful. One thing that didn't click with me right away, though, was the money-wise, because I wasn't ready for that, you know? Like, I was working on a lot of different, you know, things in my my life, and I'm like, okay, you know what, thanks, but no thanks, not right now. And meanwhile, my mom's listening to this, and then she's calling up for like a Christian advisor, and now she's with somebody from the Grand Rapids Central Church to manage her money. And, you know, so even though I was, that wasn't my favorite thing at the time.
Met her where she was.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I really appreciate about Strong Tower, though, is, you know, I come from a family with five kids, and each one of us have our different temperaments and our different personalities, and it's just lovely when we get together. But sometimes one of them needs to be turned down a notch, you know what I mean? And it's like you don't need as much of that person in your face. But you still love them all around. Yes. And that's how it is with some of the different programming that comes on. You can hold your breath for just, you know, 5-10 minutes, or turn it down if it's not agreeing with you for that moment, and you know that you're going to want them around, and you know, a little bit later, so you just crank that baby right back up, and you know, yeah, you're
meeting people where they are.
Right.
So you really found that to help change your thinking and kind of shift that head focus that you had from all the challenges you had before you came back to Michigan,
yeah,
and before you started listening, and be able to bring a different perspective and start bringing hope and
yes,
something better.
And that's when I really found, you know, the power. I didn't realize the power of media before. And I don't know if anybody's heard Scott Ritzma speak, and he's, you know, very, you know, he brings science into media and the mind, and you know,
yes,
that kind of thing, and how powerful it can be for good or for bad. And most of the time we're bombarded with there's definitely more negative programming around, but how that can change your mood and change your thoughts and change your perception of things.
Even your physiology is impacted.
Exactly. And learning about epigenetics, and there's just so many things that I've learned in the last, you know, 4 years, that it's like hard to encapsulate in just a small period of time here.
Yes.
But when you have somebody that has edited and looked over the programming ahead of time, that, you know, with their principles you trust, and then those things are constantly being, you know, played as opposed to some of the negative programming, it's so hard not to think in a loving manner. And everybody's had a friend that they start carrying on a characteristic, whether they like it or not. You know, you start, like for Mark, my exchange student said, you sound just like Mark. He says awesome all the time. And I said, I do say awesome, awesome. You know, I said, that's awesome. You know, I'm glad that I got that part. But it's the same thing with Strong Tower Radio, is you hear these little clips by Judy Scholl, you know, and how to deal with your children. Or you hear Vicki Griffin's, like, health nuggets. Or you hear some of the kids' programming. Those kids' programmings, like, you don't have to be ashamed to listen to that. It's just how they tenderly deal with each other and the life lessons behind it, and just their way of talking to each other. It's like, how did I live in that bar era, like when people are so sharp with each other and so selfish, and so, you know, just being surrounded by people that talk kindly to each other is so important to hear, because you'll start to, you know, transform and live that out in yourself. And when I said that I was, you know, kind of like the black sheep of the family, this was so important in having me connect with my family again, even though they initially walked on eggshells a little bit, because they said, what is this weird, you know, cult at first, you know, like, we've never heard of this Strong Tower, and, you know,
they were concerned about what have you gotten into.
Right, because I think there's another tower that's associated with something else.
Right.
And just the fact that they're... But when they saw my transformation, and it wasn't even talking about any of the Bible truths, they just saw how I was acting towards, you know, them, and how my lifestyle had cleaned up. And, you know, like, that I could feel love and show love again. They just, you know... We're floored. Like, I, you know,
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Praise God. The fruit was convicting to them.
Yes. And since then, I've had my sister, who is brilliant. She's so smart and just a year older than me and just intimidating. That is very argumentative. She's asked me about things to do with New Start. Mm-hmm. But what happened is she went to a doctor and she saw a poster that said abstemiousness on it. And she didn't know what it meant, but she knew that, you know, I went to church with people that knew about this author, and she needed to ask about it. And she's been really looking into natural remedies and things like that, which is along the same lines of the things that I learned on mm-hmm. Strong Tower. Mm-hmm. So, like, for once, people are asking for my advice. Like, it's like, I want a little about what she has, you know? Like, yeah, that's
praise the Lord.
That was a quote that she saw that the doctor had on his wall.
Yeah, the doctor
was,
had on his
wall. I think, Ministry Healing about nutrition, awesome. Exercise. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Sunshine.
Right,
that
right.
Ministry Healing quote.
The health message, the entering wedge.
And, you know, she's dealt with some teenagers through COVID, which have been really struggling with mental health. And when you are struggling with something, you know, like like how I was before, like it would be the last resort to, you know, call on God. And you hope that it's not someone's last resort. You hope that people have him close. But sometimes that's, you know, that's when he comes through. So having a doctor that she respects, that follows, you know, the health messages, that learning from Strong Tower and other sources, is just such a blessing. And that's, you can't put that into words with somebody is that educated and still things aren't working. She's a child psychologist and still things aren't working, to have ask her little sister for help. That's such a blessing.
I think Amen. Also, too, that as you're saying, Strong Tower Radio, making effect in the reference to Strong Tower Radio, the big principle there is Strong Tower Radio is offering the biblical principles.
Yes.
And that we should be like the Bereans, all of us, to be testing, you know, what they're hearing, and that it's biblically based and to the entire Word of God, and that becomes life-changing. And is there a specific experience, a specific message that you heard that was very pivotal on really giving your life to Christ in baptism?
Well, through Strong Tower, I was, and of course this is during COVID, I was introduced to a Revelation seminar. It's up here in Cadillac. It's 2 hours away from where I live. But it was the only one going on at the time, and Mark knew about this, and he was looking for, we had been doing a few Bible studies, but, you know, he was looking for, you know, some kind of community that I could taste and see, you know.
Amen.
So he found that Cadillac was doing a Revelation seminar. It was put on by Strong Tower. And we met a pastor up there, and Vicki Griffin as well, and then Wes Peppers. And so we made it up as many times as we could. And somebody's not familiar with a Revelation seminar, it just takes topic by topic by topic, and it clarifies some greatly confused or unknown things about the Bible that prove the Bible is the word to follow.
We are all out of time for this part of the interview. Come back next week at this same time to learn more about Joey and Mark's testimony.